弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好像还没有睡醒吗
？We haven't woken up yet, have we?
好，我们看一段的圣经。
Let's read a passage.
我想就是大家很熟的一段的经文。
I'm sure you're all familiar with this.
我们看马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
我们从第十四节开始读起来。
Let's start from verse 14.
第四章十四节，撒种之人所撒的就是道，拿撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里头的道夺去了。拿撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的。直至为道造了患难，或是为了受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还要拿撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道以后，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和必样的私欲进来，把道挤住，就不能结实。拿撒在毫地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有三十倍、有六十倍的、有一百倍的。
Verse 14, the sower sows the word.And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble.Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
我们再看后头的二十六节。
Let's read.Verse 26.
又说神的国如同人把种撒种在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，然人却不晓得如何这样。地生长五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再后长穗结成饱满的籽粒，估计熟了就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
Verse 26.And he said, The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
我有这段经文你们都很熟的。
We're all very familiar with this.
有的时候我们传福音也会用截断经文说到人听了福音的一些的表现。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, it tells us what happens when we do so.
但其实截断经文不单是说到一个人听福音时候的情形。
But this is not only regarding to someone who hears the gospel.
实在说起来也可以说是一个基督徒在神面前成长的一个情形。
It also speaks of a growth of a Christian before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们常说我们都要长大。
Brothers and sisters, we always say that we want to grow.
我们常说我们做一个基督徒不能一天到晚好像个小孩子一样。
We always say that we cannot remain a child before the Lord night and day.
那我们说到底一个基督徒长起来应该是怎么样的呢？
So how do we grow before the Lord?
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个基督徒长成来，是不是他对圣经的道理多知道一点呢？
Is it because when a Christian grows in knowledge only?
当然我们应该多知道一点真理。
Of course, we should know more about the truth.
但绝不是一个最基本的要求。
But this is not the fundamental requirement.
因为神对我们生命成长的时候，他说我们有一个表现的。
God also said that we should demonstrate something when we grow.
我们长起来，我们在我们身上要看到有果子。
We must bear fruit.
就好像一棵树，到底这个树什么时候能够说它已经长好呢
？It's like a tree. How do we know when a tree is full grown?
就是说，这个树能够有果子结出来。
It's when the tree bears fruit.
我常常记得，我女儿小的时候，我带她出去旅游。
When my daughter is young, I brought her to travel with me abroad.
你知道我们开车在路上常看见旁边有些种了很多的果树。
When we drive by, we see a lot of fruit trees.
那孩子们常问我说, 啊,弟弟, 这个是什么树?
And my children ask me, Daddy, what are those trees?
在他心里头以为只有爸爸什么事情都知道。
They think that I know everything.
但实际说起来, 我看这个树, 我看不出这是什么树来。
But I can't really tell.
但有的树我一看我就知道了。
But there are some trees that I can tell immediately.
为什么?
Why?
因为我看它有果子。
Because I can see the fruit.
我看见有苹果在上头, 很自然, 不用问你知道, 就是苹果树。
When I see apples on the tree, of course it's an apple tree.
如果看见有橘子在上头,
If there are oranges,
然后说, 这是橘子的树。
And I will know that it's an orange tree.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们信主一段长的时间,
We've believed in love for, in the Lord for such a time.
我想你们也花时间读点圣经,
I'm sure you all read the Bible.
你也在做你的常来聚会,
you all gather and meet together.
但神说我们不单是做外面的事情,
but God said we should not only do things outwardly.
我们在神面前应该有个表现,
before the Lord we must demonstrate something.
我们能够有果子,
we must have fruit.
俗话说得很清楚,
the Lord's word is very clear.
好的树有好的果子,
good trees bear good fruit.
然后坏的树结坏的果子,
bad trees bear bad ones.
如果你是个基督徒,
if you're a Christian,
在你家庭生活的里头,
in your family life,
你有没有果子结出来呢?
Do you have fruit?
你的爸爸怎么看你?
What does your father think of you?
啊, 然后你的哥哥, 你的弟弟怎么看你呢?
What do your brothers think of you?
你在你办公的地方,
in your office,
你有没有把这个果子结出来呢?
Did you demonstrate any fruit?
在这段话里头, 我们知道主所说的含义非常的丰富。
In these passages, we know that the meaning behind what the Lord said is very full.
但我要在这里一个重点要跟弟兄姊妹们说的。
But there's a main point that I want to tell you.
其实是什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
神说当他把种子撒出来的时候,
when the seeds are sown,
他希望这个种子在我们心里头能够结出果子来。
He wants the seeds to bear fruit.
有个弟兄姊妹来问我,
there are brothers and sisters who ask me,
他说我怎么能够长大?
How can I grow?
你能不能告诉我说一个基督徒长大有什么关键有什么秘诀?
Can you tell me what are the secrets of Christian growth?
主的话说得很清楚,
the Lord's words are very clear.
有人是撒种了,
someone sowed the seeds.
有人是栽种了,
someone planted.
有人浇水,
someone watered.
但是能够教它生长的是神。
But it is the Lord who makes them grow.
我们有的对这个生长的事情，很多时候我们实在说不清楚。
Sometimes we're not very sure about this concept of growth.
但我们知道个事实。
But we know the truth.
如果你要一个植物能够长得好的话，
If a plant is to grow well,
一定给它一定的条件。
You have to give it certain requirements.
如果不符合这些条件的话,
if these requirements are not met,
那你就不能够把这个植物能够长得好了。
Then this plant cannot grow well.
我记得我常到洛杉矶去。
I remember I once visited Los Angeles.
好多年前我到洛杉矶看到一个花非常的漂亮。
I saw a very beautiful flower.
这是在展览的地方看到的。
I saw it in an exhibition.
那它还有那个种子可以卖的。
And they also sell the seeds beside it.
那个时候我刚到加拿大来, 这个人还迷迷糊糊的。
I just arrived in Canada, so I wasn't sure about a lot of things.
然后我想, 哎呀, 这花那么漂亮, 我把种子都买到, 温哥华去, 我来种种看。
So I saw the seed and I want to buy it back home.
所以我就把那个种子从这个洛杉矶带到温哥华来。
So I brought the seed from Los Angeles back to Vancouver.
你一定知道这个花能不能种得起来。
So guess if the plant would grow or not.
肯定种不起来的。
It didn't work.
我花多少的心血都没有用啊。
I spent so much effort and it didn't work.
为什么?
Why?
这边太冷了。
Because it's too cold.
然后这边又太湿了。
It's too wet.
它又要热。
It needs heat.
又要干。
Dry weather.
然后还有很重要的。
And more importantly,
它有很多的太阳。
It needs a lot of sun.
你看在今天感谢主了，这太阳还不错了。
Thank God we have sunshine today.
对，你知道在温哥华不常有太阳。
But in Vancouver, it's not always the case.
那所以呢，这个种子结果呢，我买回来一点用都没有。
So after I bought the package of seed, it's useless to me.
在我们知道，如果你要个树、一个植物，你要种得好的话，
So to cause a plant to grow well,
你必须要给它一个好的条件。
You must provide it with certain requirements.
主在这里说到，当这个种子撒出去的时候，
When the sower sows the word,
主说有些条件叫这个种子长不起来。
The Lord said there are certain conditions that cause the word, the seed to not grow.
我们读几段圣经，我们常说到有三种人。
We speak of three types of people.
其实是也可以说是三种人。
It can be described as three sorts of people.
但也可以说到一种人有三种的表现。
But it can also speak of one type of people with three different kind of conditions.
当然有一种人。有一个人，他这三种表现都在他里头出现了。
It's three conditions so, demonstrated through one person.
那我想主的话给我们是非常的清楚。
So the Lord is very clear to us.
你们一读就知道我怎么说了。
So when you read it, you know what I mean.
他说第一种人。
The first type of people.
他当神的话撒在他心里头的时候。
When God's word is sown in his heart.
有什么事情发生呢
？What happens？
撒旦立刻就来
，Satan comes immediately，
就把心里头道夺去了
，and takes away the word that was sown。
很快啊
，very quickly，
立刻就来
，immediately，
就把心里头道夺去了
，and takes away the word。
你们坐在这里听神的话
，You guys are sitting here and listening to God's word。
原谅我说
，Forgive me for saying this。
很可能你一起来。
Very likely when you stand up,
你一离开这个房子,
when you get out from this place,
这个道就没有了,
the word is gone,
立刻就不见了,
immediately gone.
撒旦立刻就来, 把这些能够发芽生长的道理拿走了,
Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that should have grown.
哎呀, 一年有52个礼拜,
there are 52 weeks in a year.
然后我要问弟兄姊妹, 到底你记得有多少篇的道理呢?
I have to ask, how many messages did you remember?
那当然只有很多的要求在里头哈。
Of course, there are many requirements within.
在你信主那么多长的日子里面,
you have believed in the Lord for so long a time.
到底有没有一些话存在你的心里头呢?
Are there any words that are remaining in your heart?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你连神的话都不记在心里面的,
if you do not hold God's word in your heart,
那你怎么谈的生长呢?
How can you talk about growth?
你怎么说这些话在里头能够有果子结出来呢?
How can you talk about bearing fruit from the word?
你生命的实际怎么能够表明出来呢?
How can you live out this reality of life?
一年每个礼拜弟兄姊妹都坐在这里。
For every week of the year, we all sit here.
那到底神的话有多少存在你的心里面？
How much of God's word retained in your heart?
然后有发生作用的。
And produce results.
我记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was little.
那个时候我们都有一个学习。
We were all learning.
那今天我看见你们做这个事情的人不多。
I don't see a lot of you doing this.
那个时候，我们每个人来聚会，我们就拿个笔记本子。
When I came to the meeting, I had a notebook.
那个时候是墙壁的。
Sorry.
It's compulsory.
Oh, it's compulsory.
凡是你来，凡是年轻人来，你都要拿个本子来。
When you're a young person, when you arrive here, you have to have a notebook.
那你要把这个到这个你听了什么写下来。
You have to write down what you heard.
有好处的。
There is a good side to it.
有两个好处，对我来说两个好处。
Two benefits.
如果你认真的把它写
，If you really put down notes，
那你就不太容易打瞌睡。
Then you won't fall asleep so easily.
因为你要写嘛，你总得要听了。
Because you have to write, you have to listen.
那是第一个好处。
That's the first benefit.
那第二个好处呢
？The second one.
有你当你回家的时候
，When you go home，
你再看看这些道，这些你记下来的笔记。
You can review your notes.
那主的话就给我们一些的帮助。
Then God's word can help us.
我现在有的时候我是很纳闷。
Sometimes I'm.
纳闷。你明白。
Oh, sometimes I don't understand.
你们的记性好像非常的好啊
Maybe your memory is great、
啊、你们 都坐在这里听听听好像什么都知道什么都记得了
It's as though you understand everything and retain everything
是不是真的
Is that true?
哦弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我告诉你
Let me tell you
过了好多年以后
After many years
我拿我自己的笔记本子出来
When I pick up my notebook again
我再看看好多年前我所听得到
I review the messages I've listened to.
我发觉原来来的时候，我已经听了那么多、那么深、那么好的道理。
I recognize that I've heard so much good and deep messages.
原来那个时候我已经听过了。
I heard it before already.
我都把它写下来。
I wrote it down.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果你们愿意的话
if you're willing,
我真希望你能够不是每天每个礼拜就来那么短那段时间把神的话听了就过去了
I hope that you won't come here and just listen to God's word and let time pass
如果在这里有一句话你感觉是主对你说的
if there is a word here that you think that God is speaking to you
你应该把它藏在心里头
you should hide it in your heart
如果可以的话你把它写下来
if possible write it down
然后有机会的再来思想
When there are opportunities, review them.
你知道很多弟兄姊妹都好像第一种人一样。
You know a lot of brothers and sisters are like the first sort of people.
不是说没有听到道理。
It's not like they haven't heard.
这个道理已经撒在你心上了。
The seed was already sown.
但问题是什么？
But the problem is,
很快撒旦立刻就来。
Satan comes immediately.
就把心里的道夺去了。
And takes away the word that was sown.
你要保守主所给你的。
You have to keep what God has entrusted to you.
你要凭着你的在主面前好来温习你所听见的道理。
You have to review what you've heard before the Lord.
我要告诉你。
I have to tell you.
有些道理我是差不多四十年以前听的。
There are some messages that I've heard 40 years ago.
我今天还记得。
I still remember them today.
当然那个很细的我记不得了。
Of course, the details I can't remember.
但我还记得有些道理深深地影响了我的一生。
But I still remember the messages that impressed me for my whole life.
其实在我里头产生功用的道。
It's the word that have an effect in my heart.
有没有这样的话是存在你的心里头的？
Are there such words in your heart?
有没有一篇的信息？
Is there one message?
你在你心里头不能忘记
It's in your heart that you cannot forget
一直来影响了你的追求
That made an impact in your pursuit
影响你的服事
That impact on your service
影响你怎么活在神的跟前
That impact on how you live before the Lord
有没有啊
Is there such one?
如果你真好像 你想来想去真是想不到这样的一个信息的话
If you can't find one
不是说神没有给你
It's not like as though God has not given it to you.
恐怕已经那个飞鸟已经来把这个道夺去了。
I fear that the birds has already come and took away the word.
所以我们在主面前要小心啊。
So we have to be careful before the Lord.
我们求主把这个道存在我们心里头。
We have to pray to the Lord that we can keep His word in our hearts.
那有的时候有第二种情形。
And sometimes the second.
第二种情形是什么样呢？
What happens with the second type of people?
这个情形说，他听的时候非常欢喜。
Those who heard rejoice in the word immediately.
他就马上接受了。
They receive it with gladness.
就很多时候，好像有些弟兄们来跟我说。
Some brothers and sisters come to me.
哎呀，今天这个道讲的真好。
Oh, we have a great message today.
哎呀，这对我来说实在太大的帮助了。
Oh, it helped me a lot.
他这个讲员讲的非常的好。
The speaker was so great.
你说有的时候我请一些连这个前面的弟兄来这里分享主的话。
Sometimes I invite other elder brothers to speak among us.
他们说哎呀郭弟兄这个弟兄来他讲得非常的好。
They tell me, oh, Brother Timothy, he spoke so well.
你应该常常请他来啊。
You should invite him here all the time.
然后我们就常听到这样的道理啊。
And we can hear such messages like this.
但道理是好不错。
The messages are good.
但问题是他这个人好像没有什么改变。
But the person has no change.
他听了几个好道理，听了几遍好道理，他还是他。
He heard so much good messages, but he is still him.
从他哪里还看不到一个果子来
？I don't see any fruit.
有很多人是这样。
There's a lot of people like this.
他到这里，什么大讲员来了，他就来听。
Whenever the great speakers come, they come.
他好像就是最追寻，他听听满足满足而已。
They come and they hear and be satisfied.
但他没有改变。
But there's no change.
这个时候他听的时候听得很好啊。
When they were listening, it went very well.
但问题是，当他接受以后，里头没有根的。
But after the word is received, there's no root.
是暂时的。
It's temporary.
然后当这个为了这个道受了一些患难。
When tribulation and persecution arises for the word.
还是受了一些逼迫。
When tribulations come.
就立刻跌倒了。
Immediately they stumble.
你要发觉他跌倒也是马上的。
You realize that they stumble immediately.
连一 阵子都站不牢。
They couldn't stand for a moment.
我们听了主的话。
We hear God's word.
弟兄姊妹，如果主要帮助我们的。
God wants to help us.
他一定要把些压力给我们。
So he sent some pressure upon us.
他一定有些患难要来的。
He sent some trials towards us.
这里说这个患难不是他自己的。
These tribulations and persecutions are not of himself.
是为了这个道造了些患难。
It's for the word's sake.
是为了这个道受了些逼迫。
It's suffering for the word's sake.
你有没有试过？
Have you ever experienced it?
我讲过，讲回去我种这个花的例子，好不好？
I'm going to review the example about my flower.
我种花不成功。
I failed in my planting the flower.
但我常常喜欢搞搞这个，种种些花。
But I still have a green thumb.
我又去在那个 nursery 又买了一个花回来。
I bought another flower from the nursery.
也是种不成功。
I failed again.
结果花种不成功是什么原因呢
？Why did I fail again？
因为它需要也是需要很多的太阳。
It needs a lot of sun。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们明白。
We understand。
如果你要一个植物长得好，很多大很多的植物都是一样。
If you want a plant to grow well, they're all the same.
你要有很多的太阳给它。
You need to give it a lot of sun.
你要把这个压力放在它的身上。
You need to apply pressure upon the plant.
你以为说，哎呀，这太阳太猛烈了，你把它收起来。
Sometimes you think, oh, there's too much sun, so I'll take it away.
那这样这个花就长不漂亮了。
Then the flower won't grow well.
如果你要这个花长得漂亮
，If you want the flower to grow well,
你要它受一点太阳。
You need to let it be scorched by the sun.
有的时候也让它受一点冷。
You need to give it some cold.
我们如果把小孩子带起来，我们也非常的清楚。
If we're raising kids, you would understand this.
如果你要孩子长起来，他要经过一些困难才可以啊。
If you want the kids to grow up, you need to let them experience some difficulty.
他要经过一些患难，他才能够长得好。
After he experienced some difficulties, then he'll grow up.
如果一个孩子他从来没有经过一些困难的话
，If he has never experienced hardship,
他长起来一定长得不好的。
Then he would have problems.
我记得在这里给你们讲过我女儿的故事。
I remember telling you the story about my daughter.
我知道小孩子啊，她长起来一定需要长那个 chicken pox.
Every kid has to experience chicken pox.
因为我知道这是她必须要经过的。
It's something that she has to go through.
那结果呢？我发觉呢，我的女儿呢，好像她一直长大都没有长过这个东西。
But I realized that when my daughter has reached a certain age, she never had chicken pox.
然后我就跟我这个跟 Rachel 说，哎呀，奇怪啊，她还没有长出来，怎么办呢
？So I talked to my wife Rachel and said, "Oh, this is bizarre. What's going on?"
啊，她好像如果她长得很大的时候才染上这个 chicken pox， 对她来说非常的不舒服啊。
When she's fully grown and then she has chicken pox, then it would be very uncomfortable.
那所以后来我发觉她学校啊，那些同学都有 chicken pox。
Then I figure out in the school her classmates has chicken pox.
然后我就把我孩子啊推到他们当中去，你赶快去拿一些 chicken pox 回来。
And so I shoved my daughter into the midst and said, "Oh, why don't you pick up some chicken pox?"
那后来她真的染上了。
And in the end, she really caught it.
我不是不爱她。
It's not like I didn't love her.
我知道她染了这个病对她来说是不舒服的。
I know that she would suffer when she had it.
但我为什么做这个事情？
But why did I do such things?
因为我知道这对她有好处。
Because I know it's good for her.
如果她没有经过这个，她长不大的。不是长不大，她身体长得不好的。
If she hasn't experienced it, then she would not grow well.
后来我知道，原来在这里才学到一个英文名字叫 growing pain.
And when I came here, I learned the phrase growing pain.
原来你要成长的时候，你要经过痛苦的。
To grow, you have to suffer pain.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在这里主的话告诉我们
，here God's word tells us，
你不是刚听了道理以后，你感觉说，哎呀，今天啊，这个弟兄讲的不错，就叫你舒服舒服而已。
You don't come and listen to a good message and enjoy it, and then you leave.
如果你真的听了主的话
，if you really hear God's word，
我要告诉你
，I have to tell you，
主的话在你心里头，你要准备付代价的。
God's word in your heart would cost you something.
那主的话在里头，主一定把环境兴起来，好叫这个话能够真的有根长在你里面。
God would raise up circumstances to make sure that the word within your heart takes root.
如果没有把这个环境在你旁边兴起来的话,
if he did not raise up such circumstances, then the word would have no root.
你有没有听过主说我们应该奉献?
Have you heard about the concept of consecration?
听是可以的,
when you hear about it, it sounds good.
你也准备好奉献了,
and you're ready to consecrate yourself.
但如果在平平安安的日子,
but in times of peace and prosperity,
如果在你这个你也很丰富的时候,
in the times of abundance,
你感觉不是很难,
you don't think it's so tough.
你知道每次很多时候我听到奉献的道理,
wherever I hear the messages about consecration, there is something within my heart that I am unwilling to give to the Lord.
哎呀,
God speaks in a very special way.
我就是有些东西我不愿意给神,
I did have something that I do not want to give to the Lord.
我想结果要保留,
I want to retain something for myself.
我想结果对我来说是太重要的事情,
those things are so important to me.
然后很奇怪,
but strangely,
当然我听到主的话,
when I hear God's word,
主就说你要给出去,
God said you have to give it to me.
这个压力就来了,
then the pressure comes.
只是为了道,这个压力就在我心里面,
so for the word's sake, the word is in my heart.
你要不要把这个给出去呢?
Do you want to give this away?
所以有的时候主说我没有跟你说主没有对我们有要求,
I never said that God demands nothing from us.
主先把他的要求清楚地告诉我们,
God clearly reveals his requirements of us.
然后我们听了主的话, 到底我们怎么样的反应?
After we've heard the word, how would we respond?
我常常这样说,
I always say,
每一个患难来到我们的身上,
whenever tribulations come,
主都是量过的,
the Lord has measured it out.
主知道你能够受多少,
the Lord knows how much he can take.
他知道如果你能够经过这个压力,
the Lord knows after you've experienced it,
你经过这个逼迫,
after you've gone through the trial,
那个种子就在里头能够生出根来,
the seed can take root.
你有没有这个信心来交托呢?
Do you have the faith to give yourself to the Lord?
然后还说到这底下,
and following on,
那些放在荆棘里面的,
those who are sown among thorns,
就是这些人听了道理以后,
these are the ones who hear the word.
有三样的东西,
there are three things,
把道挤住了,
that choke the word.
结果这个道在它里头就不能够结出籽粒来,
and it becomes unfruitful.
哪三样啊?
What are the three things?
第一样是世上的思虑,
the first is the cares of this world.
第二样是钱财的迷惑,
the second is the deceitfulness of riches.
第三样是别样的私欲,
the third one is the desires for other things.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你们都是年轻,
you're all young people.
但不是说年轻的就没有这些困难,
it doesn't mean that you don't have these three things.
当然我们在年纪大一点的,
when we're older,
我们在社会里头工作, 我们有很多周围很多事情, 我们这三样对我们来说, 好像很实在,
when we work in the society, these three things are very real to us.
但对你们年轻的弟兄姊妹,
but to you young brothers and sisters,
其实三样东西也同样的真实,
these three things are just as real.
第一样东西,
the first one,
世上的思虑,
the cares of this world.
你挂心什么?
What do you worry about?
英文说, 到底你在care什么东西?
It says in English, what do you care about?
你一天起来,
when you wake up in the morning,
你头脑里头想什么?
What's your first thoughts?
你什么是你最挂心的?
What do you care about most?
我跟你说坦白的话,
let me tell you something frankly.
现在所谓的金融风暴,
the financial crisis today?
你想对我有没有影响啊?
Do you think it impact me?
很多人问说, 哎呀, 郭弟兄一个对你有没有影响?
People ask me, oh, Brother Timothy, did it impact you?
你猜猜看?
Guess.
我跟你说, 没有影响是骗你的。
If I say it didn't affect me, it would not be truthful.
好麻烦哦。
It's very messy.
你要不要想他?
You don't want to think about it.
你知道，你有时候你不想也不行啊。
But it's tough.
你要担心啊。
You'd worry.
你要知道怎么办啊。
You want to know what to do.
对吗？
Isn't it so?
在加拿大还好一点。
In Canada, it's better.
因为加拿大好像没有什么太大的问题。
It's as though it has not been so affected.
但如果在美国，
But if you're in the States,
如果在香港，
If you're in Hong Kong,
如果在中国大陆，
If you're in China,
你就发觉其实都是很多的问题。
You realize that there's a lot of problems.
啊，这些问题我都有份。
I take part in these problems.
我会不会担心啊？
Would I worry?
有的。
Yes.
对弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
如果这些世上的思虑常常存在我们的心里
But if the cares of this world are always in our hearts,
我要问你说那神的道怎么能够长出来呢
Then how can God's word grow within us?
你一天到晚你最挂心的都是这世界上的事情
If you worry about the things of this world morning to evening,
那到底你有什么时候能够挂到神的话到底在你里头是怎么样的一个有没有长起来呢
Then how can you care about God's words growing in your heart?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天我们挂心的事情很多
The things that we care about are a lot.
但实在说起来我们挂心的都是地上的事情
But to be honest, we only care about the things of this world.
主在马太福音讲得非常好你们也知道
God said it so well in Matthew and you all know it.
我们常想我们要吃什么要穿什么
We always ask, oh, what shall we eat? What shall we drink?
我们都是思虑这地上的事情。
We always think about these worldly things.
我们思虑这世界上面的事情。
We always think about the things of this world.
难怪主的话在我们里头好像一点地位都没有。
So God's word cannot have a high status in our hearts.
不是说没有道理。
It's not as though there are no messages.
不是说你主的话在里头一点感觉都没有。
It's not as though God's word has not touched you.
但把这些一切都挤住了。
But it's been choked.
挡住了。
It's been choked.
我不是跟你说我很喜欢种花吗
？I said that I have a green thumb.
我在洛杉矶的我爸爸的家里。
When I was in my father's home in Los Angeles,
我买了一棵苹果树。
I bought an apple tree.
我发现这个苹果树看起来那个苹果非常好。
I really like the apple on the tree.
然后我就把苹果树买回来。
So I bought the apple tree.
然后我就在我爸爸院子里头把这个树种下去。
So I planted it in my father's backyard.
然后就吩咐我的弟弟。
And I told my younger brother,
你不要忘记给他浇水。
Don't forget to water it.
然后呢，定期呢，你要给他一些肥料。
And give it a fertilizer from time to time.
种了以后，过了几个月，我看我的爸爸，我也去看我的苹果树。
After a couple months, I came to visit my father and my apple tree.
我发觉我苹果树长不起来。
And I figured out that my apple tree is sick.Didn't grow.
他实在跟实在是病了，实在快要死了。
And it's dying.
为什么
？Why?
因为原来我那个时候我实在也是没有聪明。
And I realized that I wasn't so bright about it.
因为在我种苹果树旁边一个种了一棵橘子树。
Because beside the apple tree there is an orange tree.
我那个树在已经超过十年了。
And the orange tree has been there for over 10 years.
把所有太阳都挡住了。
It took out the sun.
然后我弟弟在旁边也种了一个不晓得什么花。
And my brother planted some flower beside it.
这个花非常的野蛮。
And the flower is very mean.
它一下一长起来，什么空间都给它占据了。
And it took up all the space around the plant.
然后我们还这个苹果树瘦瘦弱弱的，就挤在那个两个大树的底下，根本长不起来。
So my poor apple tree was sandwiched between those two plants and it couldn't grow up.
然后只做了一个事情。
So I did only one thing.
我把我弟弟的花砍掉了。
I chopped off my brother's flower.
我不敢砍我爸爸的那个橘子树。
I don't have audacity to chop off my father's orange tree.
但我弟弟的花我把它砍掉了。
So after I got rid of my brother's flower.
然后我第二年再去看这个苹果树。
I went and visited the plant the next year.
它长高了一点。
It grew a bit.
但还是另外一个问题又来了。
But the other problem is still here.
那不说了。
I'm not going to talk about it.
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹,
but I have to tell you, brothers and sisters,
那些急住我们的,
the things that choke us,
叫我们不能发展的, 生命不能发展的东西,
that causes our life not to grow.
主第一个告诉我们是什么?
The first thing that the Lord tells us,
世上的事虑,
the cares of this world.
我是常常说弟兄姊妹到底为了神的家你要多少的挂心
I always ask brothers and sisters how much care do you give to God's house
你对你在神面前的成长你要多少的挂心
How much care do you give to your growth before the Lord
还是你的关心只是在这世界上面所有的东西
Do you only care about the things of this world
然后第二个
The second one
钱财的迷惑
The deceitfulness of riches
年轻人对钱看得很轻。
Young people look upon riches very lightly.
最少我年轻的时候是这样。
At least I was so when I was young.
我年轻的时候家里穷，但对钱我是没有很大的追求。
When I was young, I was poor, but I didn't really pursue after money.
你知道，慢慢年纪大了，对钱看法不同。
As I grow, my concept towards money changed.
但这个话，我们从另一个角度来解释也可以。
But we can interpret this from another perspective.
就是你怎么看你的价值观。
What are your value systems?
你认为什么是最重要的?
What do you deem as valuable?
钱财的迷惑,就是说,他们认为钱财是最重要的。
The deceitfulness of riches, so one would think that riches are the most important.
所以,因为他认为钱财最重要,就好像荆棘一样,把这个神的道记住了。
So if you think riches are the most important, then there are thorns that would choke up God's word.
年轻的弟兄姊妹,
young brothers and sisters,
到底你价值观在什么地方?
What are your value systems?
可能你好像我年轻的时候说钱财如粪土。
Maybe when you're young, you're like me, that thinks that riches are nothing.
那在你心里头什么是最重要的呢?
So what is the most important thing in your heart?
你的价值观放在什么地方呢?
What is your value system?
你知道我们每个人都追求你认为最重要的。
We all pursue after the things that we deem most important.
哦，姊妹们，或许你的最重要，人生最重要，是一段感情。
Maybe sisters, you think that the most important thing in your life is a romance.
你希望在我人生里头，如果没有一段这个惊心动魄的爱情，我好像我这人生就好像欠了点什么。
If sisters, you may think that if you have not experienced this wonderful romance, there is this missing part in your life.
那弟兄，你的价值观是什么？
Brothers, what are your values?
你认为你年轻的时候，你最需要是得到什么？
What do you want to pursue after when you're young?
你的价值放在什么东西上头？
What things do you value?
在这里说得很清楚。
In here it speaks very clearly.
凡是拦阻你成长的东西。
Things that choke up your growth.
就是荆棘。
They're thorns.
其实就是神所要咒诅的。
These are the things cursed.
你知道荆棘在圣经里头就是代表咒诅。
Thorns represents curses in the Bible.
如果凡是那个你挡住你叫你不能够成长的东西那就是神所要咒诅的。
Things that choke up your growth, those are cursed things in your life.
什么是你的价值呢？
What are your values?
你价值观放在什么的地方?
What is your value system?
你最宝贵的是什么?
What do you cherish most?
今天当然很多人宝贵这个钱财。
Of course, there are a lot of people who value money.
但有些人他宝贵的是另外一些东西。
But there are people who cherish other things.
但不管你宝贝的是什么。
But no matter what it is.
我们在主面前好好的看。
Let us look clearly before the Lord.
如果你所宝贵的。
If what you cherish,
你认为人生最大的意义是得到几个东西。
If you think the meaning of life consists of pursuing after that thing,
如果不是神所要的。
If it's something that God doesn't want,
那不是叫你帮助你成长，是拦着你成长的荆棘。
Then those are the thorns in your life.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我希望年轻人有志向。
I hope that the young people would have this determination.
我喜欢年轻人对他人生有很好的计划。
I hope that the young people would have a great plan in their lives.
如果你没有志向，你没有计划，这不是个年轻人应该有的。
If you don't have any determination or plans in your life,
如果你还没有的话，你赶快有。
Get them quickly.
当你在这里计算。
But when you're planning,
当你把你人生那个计划在这里谋算的时候，
when you're planning out your life,
你要的事情你要好好在主面前来想。
You have to think this clearly before the Lord.
这世界告诉你说什么是最好的。
The world tells you what is the best in your life.
其实世界告诉你说一个人成功是这样子的。
The world tells you the definition of success is this.
你想这个世界告诉你成功是有这个东西，就代表你成功了。
The world defines success as this and that.
哪一个基督徒呢？
So how does it work for a Christian?
一个基督徒到底怎么样才是成功？
So what does a successful Christian mean?
一个基督徒怎么样他称的存在才可以说是有价值？
How can a Christian deem his existence worthy?
你要把这个拿好啊。
You have to grasp this.
如果你知道我是一个属于主的人，
If you realize that you belong to the Lord,
我知道一个基督徒， 我蒙主的恩典， 我能够成为神的儿女， 我的价值应该是怎么样？
If you realize by grace that you become God's children, then your value should be this.
你把这个摆好，
You have to set it right.
然后如果你发觉，
And then you would realize
别的东西来影响 你在主面前成长的话，
There are other things that affect your growth before the Lord.
你要把这个砍掉，
You have to cut it off.
就好像我很狠心地把我弟弟的花砍掉一样。
It's like how I just cruelly chop off my brother's plant.
我知道在这个花跟我的苹果树之间， 我只能够选择一个。
I knew that between my brother's plant and my apple tree, I can only choose one.
如果我要我的苹果树长好的话，
If I want my apple tree to grow well,
我弟弟的花就不能留，
Then my brother's plant cannot stay there.
我一定要把我弟弟的花砍掉， 我的苹果树才有希望。
I must get rid of my brother's plant so the apple tree can grow.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
是这样，
It's like that.
基督徒的成长的过程永远是这样子的过程。
The path of a Christian growth is like that.
你要把多少的荆棘砍去，
You have to get rid of a lot of thorns.
然后你才能够长起来。
Then you can grow.
最后一个，
Last one.
别样的事欲，
The desires for other things.
你有什么欲望？
What do you desire?
你这个欲望如果在你里头， 常常把这个道记住了，
The desires within you may choke the word.
雅各讲得很好，
James put it so well.
在雅各书一章十五节这里说，
In James chapter 1 verse 15,
他说，私欲怀了胎，就生出罪来。
It says, then when desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
那罪自长成，
And sin when it is full grown,
就生出死来，
Brings forth death.
哎呀，这个雅各啊，就好像把这个图画描写得非常的透彻。
James put this in such a beautiful picture.
他说，好像一个妈妈一样。
It's like a mother.
他说，当私欲怀胎，
When desire has conceived,
本来在你心里头只有一点点，
It started so small.
你知道，其实我们都很懂了，对吗？
We all know this.
其实开始的时候只不过是一点点东西，
It's just a small thing.
就是其实就是一个意念，
It's just a thought.
有没有？
Is there such things?
很多时候我们离开主刚起点不过是个意念。
When we go astray, the beginning is always just a thought.
就好像闪电一样，一下子在你脑子过来，就是怎么快？
It's like a thought that has flashed in your mind.
但这个私欲如果你没有好好对付它，
But if you have not dealt with that desire,
哎呀，这个私欲很好玩了，这里说的，他说他就能够怀胎，
Then the desires will conceive.
然后就好像就养成，慢慢就变成一个罪长出来了。Then
it grows and gives birth to sin.
就长出罪来了。然后罪长成了。When
sin is full grown,
就变成死来了。And
it becomes death.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们在地上有非常多你认为是合理的 desire。
There are many desires that we think that they're reasonable.
然后很多的欲望是我们很清楚知道这不是我们不应该有的。
There are desires that we know that we should not have.
这个我想我不需要细细的说明。
I don't think I need to go into detail.
但我想你是很清楚的。
But I think you know.
我们基督徒在我们人生的里面，生活的里面，
in our Christian life.
常常有些事欲要来到我们心的里头。
There are desires in our hearts.
你要怎么对付它？
How can you deal with them?
主怎么描写？
What did the Lord say?
主说这是肉体的情欲。
Those are the desires of the flesh.
是眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
然后是今生的骄傲。
The pride of life.
主把这个都总结在这三样的里头。
The Lord summarized our desires in these three things.
常常这个是一下子就来了。
Those things come in a flash.
你的欲望就在这三方面。
The desires are all categorized.
有的时候是肉体的情欲。
Sometimes it's lust of the flesh.
有的时候是眼目的情欲。
Sometimes it's lust of the eyes.
有的时候是今生的骄傲。
Sometimes it's the pride of life.
其实来的时候，到底你怎么来处理它？
When these things come, how do you deal with them?
你是不是马上把它停下来？
Do you stop them immediately?
你说这不行，这是禁忌。
Do you say, oh, they're thorns, stop them?
就我不能让这个荆棘长起来了。
I can't let these thorns grow.
还是你，哎呀，没有关系吧，就让它在这里一阵子。
Or do you just let them be and let them grow?
私欲就在里头怀胎。
Then desires give birth to sin.
然后生出罪来，再长成就生出死来。
When it's full grown, it brings forth death.
你看打球可以不可以？
Can you watch a game?
可以。
Of course.
但到底你看打球的时候，这个要求是你摆在什么样的位置？
But when you watch the game, what do you, how do you categorize this desire?
你去做很多活动可以不可以？
You can do a lot of activities.
但问题说，当你做的时候，你把它放在什么样的地位上？
But when you do them, how do you treat them?
我常常这样说。
I always say,
对一个基督徒来说，
For a Christian,
在他痛苦的时候，
When he suffers,
你要他爱主不难的。
It's not tough to love the Lord.
你越痛苦，你 越容易爱主。
The more you're in pain, the more you can love the Lord.
因为你发现主对跟你太近了。
Because you realize that the Lord is very close.
但是当你对这个世界满了喜欢，满了欲望的时候，
But if you love the world and you have lots of desires,
你发觉你爱主就不容易。
You realize that it's very tough to love the Lord.
因为你心里头都把这些塞满满的在你心里面。
Because your heart is filled with these things.
在痛苦来的时候，
When pain comes,
你里头好像没有什么东西。
It's as though there's nothing within you.
因为在你里面没有一个东西叫你满足的。
Because nothing satisfies.
你发觉你只能够紧紧靠近主自己。
You realize that you can only lean on the Lord.
但当你发觉一切都是丰富。
But in times of abundance,
你发觉很多东西给你很多的欢乐。
When you realize a lot of things, gives you pleasure.
然后你发觉你里头有很多的欲望。
Then you realize that there are a lot of desires within you.
你发觉主跟你非常的远。
You realize that the Lord is very far.
因为你的头塞满了几世的荆棘。
Because your heart is filled with thorns.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你们，你主的道在你们心里没错的。
Yes, God's word is in your heart.
你信主那么多年了。
You've believed in the Lord for so long.
你听了道，主的道听了那么多年了。
You've listened to God's messages for so long.
但为什么我们看还没有长起来呢？
But how come we're not growing?
会不会在你里面有太多神不喜欢的东西？
Is it because there are a lot of things that displease the Lord in your heart?
有太多的荆棘塞在你心里面。
Too many thorns that choke up in your heart?
结果把神的道挤住了。
That choked up God's word?
其实什么？
What are those?
世上的思虑。
The desires of this, sorry, cares of this world.
钱财的迷惑。
The deceitfulness of riches.
然后是别样的私欲。
The desires for other things.
其实今天早上我们讲了六个东西哈。
This morning we talked about six things.
最少我们把这六个记住。
Let us remember these six things.
帮助我们在主面前来长大。
It would help us to grow before the Lord.
第一个。
The first one.
不要把神的道忘记了。
Don't forget God's word.
不要让撒旦立刻来把神的道拿走。
Don't let Satan.Take them away immediately.
第二个,
the second one.
能够为神的道受患难,
suffer for the Lord's sake.
然后为神的道受逼迫,
to be persecuted for the word's sake.
没有世上的势力,
To be free from the cares of this world.
没有钱财的迷惑,
to be freed from the deceitfulness of riches.
没有别样的私欲,
to be freed from the desires for other things.
当你把这个都做了以后,
after you've done all these,
你的长大变成是必然的,
your growth is certain.
你没有想吗?
Have you thought about it?
你想,我要长大,我要长大,
you think, oh, I want to grow, I want to grow.
原来神说,
the seed was supposed to grow.
虽然你长不出道理来,
but it didn't grow up.
你说,怎么长大? 我这个道理我不会说,
sorry.
I don't know the reason how it grow.
I don't know how it comes to grow.
就好像主的话说,
it's like God's word.
你黑夜睡觉,
when you sleep by night,
然后白日起来,
rise by day,
然后你就发觉这些发芽长大了,
the seed should sprout and grow.
人却不晓得如何结样,
and the sower himself does not know how.
我们真不知道为什么他今天的发芽,
we don't know how the seed grows.
然后芽要长大一点,
when it grows up a little,
我们不明白,
we don't understand.
但我们说事先发苗后长穗, 慢慢就长起来,
but we realize that first the blade comes out, then the head.
我们不知道为什么会这样,
we don't know how it happens.
但我们知道一个事实,
but I know one thing for sure.
如果你要长大,
if you want to grow,
凡是拦阻他长大的东西, 你把它挪开,
you have to remove every obstacle.
我们的责任不是要它长,
our duty is not to make it grow.
弟兄姊妹, 你靠你自己, 永远不能把生命成长的,
you cannot grow by yourself.
没有可能,
no such thing.
这是一个奥秘,
it's a mystery.
到底一个基督徒生命怎么长起来, 我讲不出来,
how does a Christian grow? I can't tell you.
但我们有责任的,
but we have a responsibility.
我们的责任就是把那个叫我们不能够长的东西, 把它拿开,
our responsibility is to take away the things that would choke up the growth.
这个我们可以做得来的,
that we can do.
这个是我们的责任,
that's our responsibility.
如果你没有把这个做了,
if you didn't do such thing,
这个生命长不起来,
the life cannot grow.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天早上我讲的, 其实不是不可以实行的,
the things I talk about this morning are not impossible.
到底你的心怎么样?
How is the condition of your heart?
你要不要这生命在里头长起来?
Do you want the life within you to grow?
主的话说, 每一个种子都是生命的种子,
God's word said the seeds are seeds of life.
主每一次把这生命种子撒出去的时候,
every time the sower sows the seeds of life,
主就有一个期望,
the Lord has a hope.
他期望说能够有果子结出来,
he longs for fruit.
他把这个种子撒出去的时候, 就好像这里说, 能够有30倍, 有60倍, 有100倍的结实出来,
when he sows the seed, he wants some 30-fold, 60 or 100-fold return.
你知道农夫怎么撒种吗?
You know how a farmer sows?
你知道每一个农夫,
each farmer,
他收成以后,
after the harvest,
他一定把他所有的果子里头最好的保留下来,
he always keep the best fruit.
结果他不能吃的,
this he cannot eat.
其实最好的他要保留,
the best fruit he saves.
因为他知道这是种子,
because he knows that these have the seeds.
每一个种子撒出去的时候,
every seed that was sown,
代表一个舍弃,
represents some self-sacrifice.
因为他自己舍不得吃, 要把它撒出去,
because he didn't want to eat it himself, so he sown it away.
为什么?
Why?
因为他有个期望,
because he hopes.
他希望这个种子撒出去以后, 能够有结实, 能够叫他能够满足,
because in time he hopes that he would be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹, 末后的日子到了,
brothers and sisters, the last days has come upon us.
主的话怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
到谷季熟了, 就拿镰刀去割, 因为收成的时候到了,
when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
弟兄姊妹, 收成的日子快来了,
brothers and sisters, the harvest is coming.
但到底你在这个田里头, 你是怎么样的, 一个麦子呢?
But what is your condition as a crop?
你是瘦瘦弱弱的一个连找到一个粒子粒都没有的呢?
Are you thin and scorched with no fruit?
还是感谢主, 你已经长起来,
or are you the full grain?
有很多的籽粒放在这里这个麦子上面,
with a full grain in the head.
我把这些话告诉弟兄姊妹，也成为我自己个人的提醒。
I speak not only to you, but to myself as well.
尤其在这些日子里头。
Especially in these days.
对我自己来说。
For me, myself.
有很多不同的压力在我心里面。
There are different pressures in my heart.
有很多不同的思想叫我非常的，常常嘲笑很大的压力。
There are a lot of things in my mind that gives me pressure.
但主的话提醒我。
But God's word reminds me.
我应该怎么样看这些环境？
How I should view these circumstances.
好叫我们能够赶快的长起来。
So I may grow up.
能够叫主的心意得到满足。
That the Lord's heart may be satisfied.
我亲爱青年的弟兄姊妹。
My dear young brothers and sisters.
这个责任在你的手里。
The responsibility is in your hand.
我希望你听了这篇道以后。
I hope that after you've listened to this message.
不要一起来。
Don't just get up.
当这就一站起来的时候
When you get up
就立刻就没有了
And it's gone immediately
但愿主帮助我们
May the Lord help us
如果弟兄们你们愿意的话
If brothers and sisters you're willing
有好处的
There are benefits
能够把每一次主对你说的话能够记下来
To put down what God has spoken to you this morning
我们没有那么强的头脑、
Our minds are not as bright as you think
你不会不记得的。
You won't always remember everything.
但主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们能够做一个讨主喜悦的人。
We can be someone that pleases the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们的心都摆在你的跟前。
Dear Lord, we lay our hearts before you.
我们都有希望说我们能够长起来。
Lord, we hope that we can all grow up.
我们能够接触实力来叫你得到满足。
We can all bear full grains to satisfy your heart.
帮助我们除去一切拦阻我们生长的事情。
Help us to remove every obstacle that choke up our growth.
好叫我们能够满足你的心。
That your heart may be truly satisfied.
祷告靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.